And so, Mason, talk about this big event you've got coming up. You're headed to the World the North American Indigenous Games that is coming up in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Talk about the excitement level as you get ready to leave this week.
Well, I mean, it's very exciting, very exciting. It's a big, big tournament. I almost think of it as like a mini Olympics. They have way more than basketball. They have stuff like track and field, archery, all the summer sports. So there's about 5,000 athletes from all different provinces and states. Like in my pool, we got like Wisconsin and then Newfoundland. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. It's just to celebrate, obviously, you know, elite level sports, but also the indigenous culture. So that's pretty cool.
You're getting a chance to go. So how did you qualify? What was the process that you got involved?
Well, it was kind of a long process. So in October, the original tryouts were supposed to be here in CAP, but they ended up getting canceled because there wasn't enough people who were coming down. So a couple months later, I went to Timmins. They held a little tryout there, more like drills. There still wasn't many people. So I did that. Then I went to a tournament in Sudbury. So this was kind of like the big tryout. So playing Sudbury, I thought I played pretty well. I was scoring 20, 30 points each game, but we get to the final game and I asked my coach, is the people who select the teams, are they here or where are they? And he said, oh yeah, they're not here. So that was a bit disappointing. So after that performance, I mean, felt good with how I played, but I knew the people weren't there. So a couple months later, I got an email saying I was selected as an alternate, so not actually on the team. So I ended up applying to go for track and field, and I made track and field. So I was jazzed about that, but then another month goes by and they text me for basketball. They say, yeah, we got a spot. We heard some things after the selection process. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hoop. I'm going to play.
So you're going to play basketball, but you're not doing track.
No, you have to pick one or the other. So just go on basketball.
Okay. Why basketball? What's the track to do the sport? How long have you played for?
I've played since maybe about grade 6. And I think it's just like the constant excitement, right? Like you play hockey, you'll score, you know what I mean? Each team will score maybe 3 goals, 5 on a good game. Basketball, there can be a highlight play at any moment. You get a steal, you can dunk, shoot further. It's my favorite sport because it's the most exciting. Track, I love it. Like, I'm good at high jump, but you're waiting 30 minutes in between jumps. You know what I mean? It's not the constant go, go, go excitement. That's why I chose basketball.
So let's talk a little bit about how you, maybe a little bit about your Canadian Chess, the boys basketball program, how it's kind of prepared you and launched you for this world and North American Indigenous Games.
Well, we got a great program. Like this team, I've been playing there for a few years. This is definitely my favorite and best team skill-wise. We had a lot of good guys. So obviously, you know what I mean? We're pushing each other in practices, so you improve a lot there. But we're going to a lot of tournaments. Like we went to Sudbury, Thunder Bay, a bunch of Timmins ones. So even some of the guys on my team, I know them from playing against them in those tournaments. So I think the KD thing was a big part of why I play basketball and why I'm heading to Halifax.
So any goals? What if you set any kind of goal or achievement for yourself when you're there?
Gold medal.
Well, there you go.
That's the ultimate goal.
So do you have any other, what other goals would you like to see? What other things would you like to do while you're there?
Well, I think if I go there and I'm playing against the top people and I can hold my own and I think that I'm playing the best basketball I can play, win or lose, I'm going to be happy about that. But obviously, you know, I like to make it into the playoff rounds and push far into the tournament. But if I think that I gave my all and the team gave their all, then it doesn't really matter where we place.
What does it mean to go to an event like this, the Indigenous Games, a special event like this?
Well, I mean, it's huge, right? Like if you look at pro sports, you don't really see a lot of Indigenous people. So I think even for the youth, having those Indigenous, you know, role models to look up to, it means a lot for me, and I'm excited to, you know what I mean, represent Kapuskasing, represent KDHS, stuff like that.
Okay. Anything else that you want to mention or add?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the Kapuskasing Friendship Center. They gave me a very, very generous donation to help with the cost of travel, so huge shout out to them, as well as my school board, DSB1. They also made a donation, so thank you very much to those two.